Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for an interesting viewpoints lesson today. It is called Travel Troubles. Well, many people love to go traveling. I know we talk about traveling a lot here at Studio Classroom. And I do wonder if you prefer going other places, traveling by yourself, or maybe with a group of other people. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I don't like traveling by myself just as one person. I mean, I've traveled back and forth between places going to visit people, but to actually travel by myself, I don't think I would like. But I do like to take one or two other people, not a big group.
Not a big group of people. I'm with you. I agree. I like to go with a couple of good friends or family members. And sometimes do things with a tour group, and sometimes do things just by ourselves. So that's kind of what our lesson is about today. Let's get started. Travel Troubles.
Travel Troubles. Should you try to plan your trip yourself or take a tour? Michael is sitting in a coffee shop doing research on his computer. His classmate Jade walks over and starts a conversation.
Hey, Michael. You're really focused. Are you working on homework?
No. I'm researching hotel prices.
Oh. Where are you going?
I'm going on a trip to Europe with some friends in a few months. I'm in charge of finding hostels or hotels for us to stay in.
Can't you ask a travel agent to do that for you?
Oh, we're arranging the trip ourselves.
That sounds really stressful. I always travel with a tour group.
You're kidding me. Why would you want to go with a tour group?
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Do you travel with a tour? Or plan everything by yourself? In this month's Point of View article, we'll join Michael and Jade as they debate the best way to travel. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Hostel. Hostel is a noun. This youth hostel is much cheaper than that hotel. Travel agent. Travel agent is a noun. My travel agent is helping me find an inexpensive hotel near the beach. Stressful. Stressful is an adjective. If you can't handle stressful situations, maybe you should look for a different job. Monitor. Monitor is a verb. The doctor uses this machine to monitor blood sugar levels in her patients. Sounds like good information. Let's jump right in.
All right, a good conversation so far. Let's go back to the beginning of our lesson. We see a question here. It's kind of what the lesson is about. Should you try to plan your trip by yourself, or plan your trip yourself, or take a tour? Okay, this is the options that we have today. Planning a trip yourself, or taking a tour, letting someone else help you plan.
That's right, and so we are going to listen to this conversation, go through it, and we see that Michael is sitting in a coffee shop doing research on his computer. Well, that seems pretty normal. Lots of people go to coffee shops to do research.
And his classmate Jade walks over and starts a conversation. And this is what Jade says. Hey, Michael, you're really focused.
Gabe, I think maybe I should read Jade's part.
Oh. Yes. Hey, that's a good idea. You know why?
Why?
Because you're wearing a green shirt and Jade's are green.
Well, that's true. Jade is a green stone and I'm wearing green. Mm-hmm. Maybe got a little jade on my necklace. Yes. Okay. I will be Jade, this beautiful girl's name. Hey, Michael, you're really focused. Are you working on homework?
A great question. I love Jade's question. Are you working on homework? And of course, you can ask this in other ways. What are you working on? That means, what are you busy with? Okay. Michael says, no, I'm researching hotel prices.
Oh, well, that's some interesting research that he's doing. Not homework or researching information, but researching hotel prices. So, Jade's response. Oh, where are you going?
I'm going on a trip to Europe with some friends in a few months. I'm in charge of finding hostels or hotels for us to stay in.
Wow, that sounds pretty interesting, don't mm-hmm. you think? They're going on a trip to Europe. Well, that's very exciting. And he has to find hostels or hotels for his friends and himself to stay in. So let's look at that word, hostel. Now, a hostel and a hotel are a little bit different, but they are both places that you stay. Mm-hmm. Usually a hostel is someplace very cheap, and usually for younger people that are traveling.
That's true. Sometimes in a hotel, you might rent a whole room. It might cost a little bit of money, but that's okay. In a hostel, actually, you maybe just rent a bed, and you might be in a room with other people that you don't even know at some hostels, especially youth hostels. So there are different kinds of hostels and hotels.
There are, but hostels can also be very nice. I stayed in a very beautiful one in Bali, Indonesia, and
indeed,
it was just gorgeous and not expensive. Well, right now we're going to learn something with Steve and Ken in the information cloud about those words, hostel, hotel, and a third one.
Today, let's talk about word triplets, which are three distinct words that come from the same place but enter the English language at different times and by different means.
Okay, today's lesson mentions two words of a triplet set in the same sentence, hostel and hotel. The third missing member of the triplet is hospital.
These three words come from the same Latin root, but each entered English at a different time.
Hostel was first. It arrived in the early 13th century via Old French. It meant inn, lodgings, or shelter.
And it still does. A few years later came hospital, which meant shelter for the needy. Its modern usage of institution for sick people came later in the mid-16th century.
Okay, finally, hotel from modern French. When it first entered the English language in the early 17th century, it meant public official residence. We know it by its more common definition, lodgings of a nicer sort.
The common thread running through these words is obvious, right? They're all places that provide people temporary shelter.
Another example of an English triplet are the words captain, chef, and chief. Three distinct words that all come from the Latin word cap, meaning head.
我们今天来看 word triplets. 我们知道 triple 表示由三个部分构成的。名词 triplet 就是三个一组。而 word triplets 是指三个同一个来源的外来语，但是在不同的时间点成为英文的单字。今天的课文里头出现了 hostels 跟 hotels 这两个字。如果再加上 hospital,这三个字就是一组 word triplet。三个字当中 ,hostel 是最早在13世纪就变成英文的字。当时的意思是旅社住宿的地方。至今 hostel 还是有同样的含义。后来 hospital 也成为英文字，但是它的原意是指一个给有需要的人的庇护所。那直到16世纪 ,hospital 才带有医院的意思。hotel 呢是这一组 triplet 单字中最晚成为英文的字。那在17世纪时 ,hotel 表示政府官员的住所。后来 ,hotel 也可以指一个高级的住所。许多的 hotel 的确是相当的高级。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. So far in our conversation, we know that Michael is in charge of finding or booking hotels or hostels for him and his friends. Now, Jade, what is the next line?
Oh, well, she says, can't you ask a travel agent to do that for you?
Travel agent. That's a good word. We should all know this word. It's from our word bank. Your travel agent is someone that you hire or you ask. Sometimes, actually often, you don't have to pay them money. You ask them to help you plan a trip. You can organize a trip for yourself, or you might ask a travel agent to do that for you. Carolyn, sometimes do you have to pay a travel agent?
There are times when you do need to pay a travel agent, although a lot of times if they help you to book the trip, mm-hmm. the fee will be included in your booking expenses or in the amount of money you have to pay for your tickets.
Okay, and usually I think of a travel agent as helping someone book a flight, but they can do a lot more than that. And of course, a travel agent might work at a place called a travel agency, A-G-E-N-C-Y.
That's right. Well, I think, Michael, you have the next line.
Okay, great. Oh, we're arranging... I changed my voice a little bit.
Oh, I see.
We're arranging the trip ourselves.
Oh, you're doing it by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Jade's response. That sounds really stressful.
Well, hold on a second. We need to look at that word, Jade. It is stressful. If something is stressful for you, that means you don't really, really enjoy doing it. It means you have a lot of pressure when you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And are things stressful for you, Carolyn?
Well, right now I don't think things are very stressful because I enjoy what I'm doing. But sometimes maybe you have deadlines approaching, mm-hmm. you have so much work to do and no time to do it, it might be really stressful for you.
It could be a stressful situation. Now here's an important English point. People are stressed. They're not stressful. Situations are stressful, but if you have a lot of pressure, you could say, oh, I'm really stressed. Or stressed out. Okay, so Jade finds this really stressful, and what does she say?
Yes, she says it's really stressful. I always travel with a tour group.
All right, she always travels with a tour group, and we'll find out why, but first, you're kidding me! I love that. You're kidding me. You could also say, you're joking, or are you really serious? Michael says, why would you want to go with a tour group?
Well, we will find out in the next part of the reading, but right now it is time to join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 hostel 这个名词。Hostel 是指旅社或者是招待所，和 hotel 不太一样的地方是 hostel 通常是比较简易和便宜的旅社，但是 hotel 有可能是高级的饭店。例如 Joanne stayed in a youth hostel when she was backpacking in London. Joanne 在伦敦当背包客旅行的时候住在一家青年旅社。或者是 The couple booked a room in the Grand Hotel. 这对夫妻在圆山饭店订了一个房间。继续我们看的是 travel agent 这个名词 agent 是指经纪人或代理人所以 travel agent 是指旅行社的代办人员例如 I booked my flight to Rome through my travel agent 我请我的旅行社代办人员帮我订去罗马的机票还有其他的名词会用到 agent 这个字例如 an insurance agent 是指保险员或者是 a real estate agent 房地产经纪人
Well, today we are reading a conversation between Jade and Michael in this Point of View article. And Michael is busy researching prices on hostels and hotels for his trip to Europe. And Jade is a little bit confused because she always uses a travel agent to help her arrange her trips. Michael can't believe this and wonders why. Well, we will find out in the next part of our reading right now.
Travel Troubles.
does. The tour company takes care of all of the travel arrangements. I don't have to worry about anything or waste time doing my own research.
That's true, but you really pay for that service. You can save a lot of money making your own arrangements.
That might be true, but doing everything yourself can be difficult. You have to monitor so many sites to catch the best prices.
We don't mind doing that since we can save money. And by planning ahead, we shouldn't encounter too many difficulties. We can also set our own schedule and not have the problems you get with a group.
Such as?
Such as? Oh, there's more in tomorrow's lesson. Okay, but let's go back to the beginning of this section. We're continuing this conversation with Jade and Michael, okay? And Jade, Michael just said, why would you want to go with a tour group?
That's right. Well, Jade has an answer. Because the tour company takes care of all the travel arrangements. I don't have to worry about anything or waste time doing my own research.
That's a very good point. I like that, Jade. Michael says, that's true, but you really pay for that service. I also like this line a lot. When you really pay for something, he means, of course, that you have to pay for a service. When you really pay for it, that means it must be pretty expensive.
Right. So you might say that Michael is really paying for his trip, though, in time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really pay for something in different ways. It can be money, it can be time, it can be energy. Maybe it's very difficult to do and you need to use a lot of energy and then you're very tired afterward.
That's a great point. So Michael continues saying, you can save a lot of money making your own arrangements.
Ah, so it sounds like Michael is trying to research the prices because he wants to save money on this trip with his friends. And if he's looking at hostels and hotel prices, hostels are usually cheaper, mm-hmm. so that would also probably save him some money. Well, I think Jade has the next line. That might be true, but doing everything yourself can be difficult. You have to monitor so many sites to catch the best prices.
Excellent, and that is an excellent word from our word bank, to monitor something. And if you are monitoring something, like Jade says here, monitoring many sites or many websites to catch the best price, that means you keep your eye on something. You don't just look at it once and go away. No, you have to keep looking at it, keep checking to see what is there.
That's right. So you're looking to see if anything has changed. And a lot of times I think about new parents who need to monitor their children. They like to monitor their baby. So maybe they put a monitor, also a noun, not just a verb. You can use it as a noun. They put a baby monitor in the baby's room so that they can monitor the child.
It's true. Or maybe you went to the hospital and the doctor says that you have to monitor something about your health or your body. So to keep your eye on it, not just to check it once, but to make sure that you are okay. You're monitoring something. And here we're monitoring the best prices. We're monitoring these hotels to catch the best prices.
That's right. Well, I think, Michael, you have the next line?
Oh, yes, of course. We don't mind doing that since we can save money. So, of course, you want to try to save money. And Michael might not be saving time, but he's saving money right now and he might save time later. Anyway,
and by planning ahead, we shouldn't encounter too many difficulties.
Well, those do sound like pretty good points. Michael is making a good case for the time that he is spending monitoring these sites and doing research. Now, I think you have a little bit more there, Michael.
We can also set our own schedule and not have the problems you get with a group.
Oh, so, okay, Michael has several reasons why he is deciding to plan this trip himself instead of using a travel agency. And Jade has a question for him, such as...
And that's it.
Well, yes.
That's it for today.
That is where it stops today.
It ends with a question?
It does. So we will have to wait and find out tomorrow how this conversation continues. But Jade is very curious to know what kinds of problems you can encounter with a group, since that's what she always goes with.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what Michael will respond with. For now, it's time to us enjoy a review skit and then some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm planning my vacation.
Oh, you know, I need to plan my vacation too.
Yeah, planning a vacation takes a lot of work.
You know, maybe we could plan something together.
Good idea. Let's take a trip to Europe.
Oh, great idea. I've always wanted to go there. I'll call my travel agent.
Well, travel agent? What for?
Well, to get a group tour.
No. I think we can plan this trip ourselves.
That's a lot of work. Why bother?
Well, by making our own arrangements, we can save a lot of money.
And waste a lot of time. I'll call my agent.
No, if we take a tour, we won't see what we want to see.
Of course we will. We can visit 16 countries in 1 week.
That's too rushed. Let's set our own schedule.
We'll encounter too many difficulties.
But we'll avoid the problems you get with a group.
Like what problems?
Like people that can't agree on things.
Like you?
No, like you.
Like you!
Hey, let's go. No, we don't need to call.
Let's call. 好，接下来我们看的是 travel arrangements 里面的 arrangement 这个名词。Arrangement 是指安排、准备或者是筹备。例如 ,the crew is working on the final arrangements for the concert.工作人员正在做演唱会的最后预备。Arrangement 也可以指约定。例如 ,according to our prior arrangements, the down payment should be paid the day we sign the contract. 根据我们事先的约定，头期款应该是签约当天支付的。所以我们看的是 monitor 这个动词。Monitor 在这里是指密切注意。例如 ,Charlie sat in front of the computer screen, monitoring the stock markets of all major countries. Charlie 坐在电脑荧幕前密切注意主要国家的股市状况。Monitor 也指监视或监控。例如 ,the patient's heart rate and blood pressure were carefully monitored. 病患的心跳跟血压都被仔细的监控。And now, back to our lesson.
We've been enjoying a good conversation between two friends, Michael and Jade. And of course, today's lesson is called Travel Troubles. You might encounter some troubles if you plan things by yourself or if you go with a group of people. There are pros and cons to both. Now, I wonder if you've ever had any travel troubles. Travel troubles. Carolyn, have you had any travel troubles?
Well, that is a mouthful, those two words together.
Yeah.
And actually, I did have some travel troubles earlier this year. I wanted to change my flight date, and I had used an online booking agency. And it was so difficult to change the date. It took me 3 weeks from the time I first started calling to the time that it was finally changed. And it was really expensive.
No way. That does sound like a lot of travel troubles. The beginning of travel troubles. I hope your trip was good.
The trip was pretty good. I was very happy.
Good. At least the trip was good. Well, you might encounter travel troubles of different kinds. We're going to continue this conversation next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!